Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's GOBBLE.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. Artifact Uprising is a Colorado-based company that creates premium quality customizable photo goods for your digital photos. Driven by belief that everyone has a story to tell, this company is known for its elevated design and thoughtfully sourced materials. Signature products include the Lay Flat album, touting ultra-thick pages and foil-stamped covers, textured matte everyday prints, and a line of customizable frames. Artifact Uprising wants to help you preserve your meaningful moments. Whether you want to say, I love you with the perfect gift, display favorite memories in your home, or connect with loved ones throughout the year, they have a product you can personalize. I don't know about your kids, but Ford and Shep love flipping through photo book memories that we have laying around our house that we've made with Artifact Uprising. We have some from our wedding, vacations through the years, and holidays, and I love having the books around the house for the whole family to enjoy. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, Living Fully listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you've purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use the code LivingFully through December 31st. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin, and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Before this episode gets started, I would like to thank today's sponsor, one of my very favorite products in the entire world, Smart Cups. You'll hear more in the mid-roll ad, but you can use the code Mallory20 for a discount. These are energy drinks with no carbs, no sugar, and amazing energy with no crash. Hello and welcome back to Living Fully. I am so excited. I know I say that every single day that I sit down at this podcast table, but I'm with my very favorite online personality, girl's girl, friend extraordinaire, living with Landon. Hello.
Hello.
So I just said, how in the heck do I introduce you? Because she does everything. My very favorite thing, and the thing that I fell in love with initially with Landon, was her Instagram account, which is just full of living. I mean, Living with Landon is the name of it, but we talk about living, just living your life full out on this podcast all the time. She just lives it, and she's this amazing mother and has an amazing story, but she's also like super vulnerable. She's opening a dang store. She has like the most amazing, you know, marriage that she showcases kind of like the good and the bad. She raises these great kids and she showcases the good and the bad. She just embodies like everything that I want to and like to be. So it's just my little intro of you coming straight from the heart.
Thank you so much. That was very, very kind, very sweet.
Well,
I think the same of you. I think you're right on track. I know you're in the early toddler stages and, you know, probably had a baby by the time this airs.
I know. Probably. We'll probably be.
Yeah. I know. We're doing the best we can, all of us.
All of us. And I love that message and your content and everything that you preach, even though you truly have like the perfect, polished, most beautiful life on the outside, which is what I love, you know, about Landon, is she has this beautiful, every beautiful recipe planned out, every beautiful room. But then she'll get on there some mornings and she'll be like, you know what?
I did not like the way I talked to my kids on the way to school this morning, or like the reality of it is really a special thing in this space.
Yeah, you know, I think really perfection isn't pretty anymore.
Oh, I love that.
It's true because, you know, we're in a very busy world. We're, you know, always looking, just like you said, Instagram. I think we're all looking at that, comparing like, oh, my life doesn't look like hers. But I always say you can't compare my right now to your right now.
Mm-hmm. You've told
because
me that
I've been in the toddler years. You're in the thick of it. Mm-hmm. You know, you recently moved. You're trying to get your house together. I mean, talk about meals. You're a very good cook.
Well, thanks.
You know, you're doing the best job you can, and you've got, you know, going to have two beautiful babies really soon. I think just being vulnerable and just, you know, giving yourself permission to fail is so important. And I think as I've gotten older, I'm 42, and so I'm embracing these years and just my mistakes and what I learned. And I think if I'm not feeling that, then I'm not growing, you know? And so truly, I've grown more in the last 2 years than I have my whole life, I feel like. I almost said to my husband I said to him, gosh, I want a day where I go to work or I live or go out into the world and I don't have to learn something. Mm-hmm. And I say that because I'm kind of right now, like, I'm tired of learning.
Yeah.
You know, you think you have it figured out, but you don't. And I think none of us will ever always have it figured out. It may look that way. I think, you know, the 9 squares on Instagram are really, really pretty. But I think where people can really understand me and we can, you know, we've made this amazing community is by the Insta stories. And I think you're a lot like that too. You know, you get to show the ins and outs of your day, which is so important because
an amazing tool.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
It really is. And you say like you don't have it figured out, but you know, something that I think you figured out from the beginning and actually something that I want to talk to because it is about the beginning. So I want every single one of you, if you don't follow Landon, if you're listening to this podcast, at Living with Landon is her Instagram, and then livingwithlandon.com is her website, and it is gorgeous and beautiful. And I remember when I was like reading through the about me and just all of her stories, she just really like shares everything, just like pours it all out there, which is amazing.
I basically tell you what underwear I'm wearing.
Yeah,
listen, if you come here, you're gonna learn all the things.
Yes, I encourage you guys to kind of like delve into that, but. You know, something that I love about Landon too, she started her kind of online, I would say, like, I hate the word influencer. Do you hate the word influencer?
Yeah, just call me Landon.
Yeah. I don't like when people call me influencer.
Maybe the reason I picked that name, Living with Landon, I couldn't put my finger on,
what
you know,
Emma?
One piece of content.
Yes.
Is it fashion? Is it home? Is it food?
So when you started out your online, your business in this space, I feel like you ran it like a business from the very beginning. And a lot of the people that are listening to this, whether they want to start as an online personality or a blogger or a YouTuber or whatever it is, or open a store or be an author, I think so many people are afraid to start small and like take their business seriously in a way while not taking yourself too seriously, you know, at the same time. And that's something that I always, just as a viewer, was really curious about was how did you decide? It seemed like from the very get-go, I'm going to do this. It's not really like a hobby. It was like you really ran it like, I'm going to take this seriously. And then it just exploded into this like huge thing.
You know, that's so funny because I didn't know any of this was going to happen. Quite honestly, I've always really loved the things that I talk about. I have been a resource before I knew I was a resource. That was moving into my first house, meeting my new neighbors, having a new baby, interacting with other women my age, strangers stopping me on the street, asking me where I got my shirt or, you know, where I get my haircut. And then my neighbor was like, gosh, remember that appetizer you made? I have girlfriends come over quick. What is it? And so I started doing a lot of that. And I remember saying to my mom in a conversation just that people ask me a lot of things, you know, and at that time it sounds silly, but I didn't know what a blog was. I didn't have any social media. Crazy enough, I never had MySpace, never had Facebook.
One in a million in that, I think.
Is that funny?
Yeah, that is funny.
I never did that. And then my brother actually was the one. And with my husband's career, you know, we bounce all around, moved 9 times. Like, I'm a professional mover. my brother said, you know, grandma's on Facebook. She really wants to see pictures of the kids. You got to get on there. And I'm like, what is Facebook? So I remember him walking me through the steps. And I did get on there as a personal account. And then I had my best girlfriend and my mom being like, Landon, put this somewhere. She goes, there's these things. My best friend was like, there's this blog I read. They just document stuff. You could do it. And I was like, I don't know who's going to read that. I just kind of dabbled in it a little. When I was living in Minneapolis, I would be a course, you know, like a, what am I trying to say? Not a correspondent. I'd do like little clips on Fox News, our local affiliate. And I would do like a tailgate party. And then I would do a styling thing for fall. And it was fun, but I had small kids. Quite honestly, I wasn't ready to give up my time and being away from home like that. So I, you know, power to pass, which is kind of a very empowering thing. Power to said power twice in the same sentence. So I just kind of moved into it like that. And then I remember moving to Nashville and kind of thinking like I really enjoyed help. Honestly, at the end of the day, I love helping women. That is clearly the motivation behind all of it. I love people. I really, I mean, I will make friends in a Walmart parking lot. Nobody is not my friend. You know, my kids will say to me, they're getting used to it now. Uh-huh. But even when they were little, or I'd check out at the grocery store and they'd say, did you know her? And I was like, nope, sure didn't. And she's like, well, you guys were talking about your shirt or her day. And I was like, I love people. I love making their day. You know, you don't know what someone's going through.
Yeah.
A simple hello or a compliment. A compliment to a woman will go so far, so far. If anyone's ever said, gosh, I love your hair today, I mean, you could take on the world.
Yeah.
I mean, quite honestly. So when I moved to Nashville, I decided to really jump in. I found a photographer and decided to really get a logo and go about this whole thing. And I sold my clothes on Instagram. Because by this time I dabbled, I got a Facebook account, an Instagram account, and I sold my clothes and made about $3,000. I thought, I'm going to figure out about this whole website thing. Didn't know how expensive a website was. So I bought one, and I remember Steve saying to me, I'll give you some money and I'll help you because I feel like you'd be great at this. And I said, no.
I said,
do not help me. I'm going to do it myself. I was hell-bent woman. I was like, nope, I'm going to do this myself. So this entire thing I built on my own, which is something really to be proud of. And I think it's a very, very empowering position to be in as a woman. Yeah. You know, his money was our money and all that jazz. But it feels so good to know that the decisions are mine. The money is mine. Sorry.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, like I did this myself. I built it.
Yeah. Which is awesome. And I think that's something that, you know, people listening to this, you have to make sacrifices to start it out and do it right. You can really start just with an Instagram account, which is free nowadays. But that was a decision that you made, was to invest in it and get the logo done and get the photographer and do it right. Even though off the podcast, we were just talking about how the curated stuff, like sometimes your followers don't like that as much as they do the real stuff.
No, they'll let me know. Yeah. They will let me know. Is it funny? I love it though. But honestly, I feel like I have thousands and thousands of girlfriends. And people are always like, you really, I say I love them. And I say, and I'm sure you feel like this too. I genuinely love these women. Like I really feel a deeper connection than them being an avatar in their thing and a little screen name. Like I've made connections on direct messages.
I believe that. And I know I remember you, because you like respond to direct messages all the time because it means so much to you, which is amazing. It's amazing, you know, that we live in this day and age. You know, you're talking about like when you were raising your toddlers, was this stuff even around? Like people were starting blogs and stuff, but like how awesome that we happened to be in this time where like you can do this. And I say it all the time too, the connection that you can have with this massive audience. I mean, there's no time like today.
No, for this type of stuff. Touching women's lives. You know, I have live events and things, and I'll meet these women, or even just the messages they'll send. I mean, one woman said, "You don't know this, but you got me through my postpartum. You were there with me," and it gives me goosebumps now. I could tear up because you don't realize that me being silly and burning my dinner gave her a laugh and just let her escape for a minute. You know, and it's like, that is the part that I love. Yeah. There's a lot of things about this space that are good and bad.
Yeah.
But I really choose to see the good.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty lucky. I don't have a lot of negativity. I'm sure there is a whole thread out there about me, but I'll never go look.
No, never. No, we ain't got time for that.
Nope.
So all lies.
I enjoy it.
So talking about, you know, those are obviously the great things. And some of the things that are tough in this space that I think are tough for a lot of people who are listening to this is comparison. Whether you're comparing yourself to a mom, like dropping your child off at school, or whether you're trying to start a blog and you're looking and you're like, I've got 2,000 followers. The person I want to be like has 215,000 followers. I'm never going to get there. It's going to take too long. It's going to be, Instagram's not even going to be around by the time I get there. People won't take me seriously. I can't make money. Comparison, everybody says it, is the thief of joy, but my Lord have mercy, it is the thief of joy. And it really can just, it can destroy the beginning of things, I think, especially.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
You know, I'm guilty of it. It happened to me. It's happened to me a handful of times. And I know not to go there. And I didn't even mean to go there. It's like on accident, you fall in. Just like I said to you earlier, you know, you can't compare my right now to yours. I mean, my kids are in high school, middle school. Like I'm living a different freedom right now, but a different worry. So I'm in a different space, you know, but I'll be real honest. I don't follow a lot of people. It's because I really enjoy my own ideas and I have so much. It's constant. Yeah. I mean, my mind just doesn't stop. And I've found guilty of like looking at her thinking like, oh, she has more followers or she's doing this. Should I be doing this? And I constantly am asking myself, should I be? When I'm doing amazing things. Yeah. And quite honestly, I'm not doing it for anything other than to help. There is no end game for me. And I don't know if I'm being smart or not. And someone's like, what's your exit plan?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. You know,
don't have an exit plan.
But I think do not compare. And it just don't even, if there's someone on there that doesn't inspire you and does it, you just have to unfollow. You can even mute it at this point. You don't have to unfollow. You can mute it. You don't have to see it unless you want to go see it. And I've just found that I had a bad last summer, actually. Last summer was a doozy for me. It just was hard. I got really down. I was crying like a baby constantly. And, you know, I'm pretty open and vulnerable about that. And sometimes it's silly because I think people can look, right? They can think, gosh, you've got this, you've got that, this husband, this kids, this everything's right. And it's not all right. It's not. And I struggle just like you do and who's listening. I mean, I do. I remember sitting on the bed plenty of times. And even in the beginning, I think I probably skipped over your question. But I remember Steve sitting me on the edge of the bed and I had come out of the shower, just a puddle. And he said, what? And I said, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. She's doing this. I don't know. You know, and he's like, Landon. And of course, he's been coached his whole life. So he had that kind of like take me by the shoulders. He's like, you can do this. And you just got to get up and you got to do it. Yeah. And you got to stop, you know, just stop. And he really kind of just, not physically shook me, but just kind of, you know, kind of put me in my, like, let's go, get up, put your big girl pants on, do it or don't do it. So I did it. I jumped.
There are so many lessons in that, what the part that you just shared. Two things, I think, is A, how comparison can just wreck a really amazing thing.
It ruined my day. Days.
Yeah.
Months.
Summer. A whole summer.
Summer.
It steals it. It just steals it right away from you. And it's something that you really can't control. That, and I just love what you just said, because people, they can look at your life or they can look at my life. They can look at a life that like we've built through things that were hard and things that were tough and choices that we made, right? Which we'll talk about here in a minute. But you can, it's not about all those things. People always think, when I get this husband and these two children and this house, I am going to be bliss 100% of the time. And it's just not like that. And
yeah, you can, but with that comes a mortgage.
Comes up.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, you know what? You can't. You have, listen, in this world and what's going on, I mean, turn on the news. I mean, anything from illness to just violence. Honestly, every day is a blessing. I had someone even the other day talk about a birthday. Like, I can't believe I can't be 40. I hate this. I'm like, please. I was like, just, it's another trip around the sun.
Just embrace it.
You got to enjoy it.
Embrace. I love that about
people
you.
People are always like, are you always just dang happy? You always have this much energy? I am. And my mom, I talk about this in my book. I'm in the process of doing that. It's like, where does it come from? But my mom says, Landon, you've always just seen the good in people and in yourself and really try to take, you know, what you're good at and share it.
So guys, as you guys are listening, you are hearing that this is the first time that we've put an ad spot in here. From the very beginning of this podcast, I wanted to keep this podcast free to all of my listeners, and that is something that I vow to always do. So the first 12 episodes, we did not have a sponsor, even though we had a lot of offers. But this episode, I have decided to bring on Smart Cups. And as you guys know, I will not ever tell you to try a product that I don't absolutely love, that I have not bought myself, that I have not used. And this is one of those products that we keep stocked in our house that we use every single morning. Basically what it is, it's an energy drink. It comes in a cup form. You literally pour water into it. It's like the world's first printed beverage. No carbs, no sugar, 125 milligrams of caffeine. And what I really love about these smart cups, and you guys hear if you watch my Instagram stories that I talk about them all the time, so does Kyle, there's no crash for me. So as a busy mom and somebody that's always on the go, I just love this product. I was passionate about and buying this product far before they started sponsoring my content. So I really appreciate them coming on board, and I want you guys just to try it. I have a code Mallory20 if you go to smartcups.com. I really like the Pucker Up Brain Boost. I really like the Brilliant Berry Margarita. There are so many great flavors. Kyle really likes the coffee flavored one, and just try it. Take my word for it. Like I said, this is a product that I will buy forever. That's how much I love it. So thank you so much to Smart Cups for sponsoring and collaborating with us on this podcast. Now back to the content. And I feel the same way. I feel like I was similar to you, like born, I was a happy child, and I loved people too, and I loved sharing things with people. And I got in my own way, like in a different way than you, with like substances and like just perfectionism. This spiral that I went into ruined my life, almost like literally killed me. So it's like everything can be lined up perfect. You can truly be happy by nature and born this wonderful, like light of a person, but the choices that you make in your life can totally wreck that and steal that. And, you know, if you are a person that tends to be, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I'm a negative person, I've always been a negative person. People say that about me. I'm a pessimist. I'm down all the time. You know, things just happen.
But you can change that
with good choices.
Or yes. Just even change the outlook of your day. You got to wake up and decide today. We can touch on this. I mean, I say this little phrase, making pretty choices. And I think I wrote that blog post in January of 2016, kind of when I kicked things off. And people, I think immediately the comments were like, I thought this was going to be about picking a pretty pillow or picking a pretty dress or something like that in your home or something materialistic. And quite honestly, it wasn't about that at all. Yeah. It was about making pretty choices in your friendships and your marriage and, you know, getting the toxic people out of your life and just deciding like one day at a time. I tell my kids every day when they get out of the car and they probably are rolling they don't roll their eyes. I think they actually take something from it. And I say, guys, today is the only day you've got. I want you to go in there. Pretend it's your only day of school. I want you just to kill it. You know, like just go in there and be the best friend you could be the best. And one thing at a time, because it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/ today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/ today. Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there. And I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
The world is overwhelming.
The world is, yeah,
it's a lot. And we're busy and overscheduled. And we have so many, we have our devices in our hand while we're watching TV. I mean, we're just going 100 miles an hour just to have that kind of like inner peace.
Yeah. Just to kind of have an inner peace. Isn't it? Yeah. It's really like an inside job. I love that. Because actually, one of the questions I wanted to ask you today was like, how do you stay motivated and up? But you answered that question.
Well, I fell into another slump after 2017. I did my first Hey Landon Live event,
which was amazing. Literally hundreds and thousands of women from, just in case you don't know if you're listening to this podcast, from across the country. She goes to cities and it's like a dang rock concert. And you just...
We have the best time.
The best time. We're going to link all this stuff in the show notes. So you guys are like, what? Hey Landon Live. Like, what is this all about?
So Hey Landon Live, it was one day, seriously, I woke up and I was like, the women were always like, I want to put my arms around you. Just like the woman that was, you know, I helped her through her postpartum or something. You know, they're like, I just want to meet you, touch you. Like, you are the best friend I never knew I needed. Like, how do I see you? And by chance, there's a little, you know, we meet up at Publix or at Target, and I love that. I don't know how you feel about that, but
I love it.
I get so mad when
people are always like,
don't.
This is so awkward. Or they send you an Instagram message.
I'm not a stalker, I swear.
And they're like, I wanted to say hi. And I'm like, why did you not say hello?
Yes, please, if you see me anywhere, please run over, because I'll give you a big old hug and we'll talk. So I decided to do this show, and I didn't even know. I didn't have a venue, didn't have anything. Put some tickets online, sold in like a minute and 32 seconds. It was just like crazy. 500 women from all over the country. And I thought for sure it was going to be Nashville. I just thought that's who's here and that's who can come.
It's wild.
These women came from Brazil. I mean, it was insane.
It's insane.
We bring the content of my website to life. So like a cooking segment, fashion, home decor, marriage, relationships. It's just been fun, but yeah, so we're getting back to that. We just, this dang store.
She's also like opening a store, which was something else that I like about Landon. You just jump into the deep end and you share the struggle of, should I jump into this deep end, on your Instagram stories. I remember when you were thinking about starting the store, this has been, I mean, I don't even think it was a year ago. Was it a year ago?
No.
It was months. It was like you said,
December.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't,
but
I still don't.
I'm going to do this.
I hope you guys come, because I bought a lot of stuff.
You opened a store, and that is what I really and truly, I love that about you, because so many people are afraid to put themselves
but
out there.
But here's what I think.
I'm afraid too.
I'm doing it and I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Like I said the other day, I'm like, my butt should be so tight from clenching it out of fear. I'm so scared. I'm constantly scared. Also, that part of me is like, why not? Why not?
Why not?
If it fails,
if it fails, that's awesome that you are like that. So many people aren't like that. But
if it fails, I'm going to come on that Instagram and be like, "Well, that was fun. Moving on. What's next?" Because I just have to. You have to have an open mind. You have to have an attitude. And honestly, it's a boomerang. Life is a boomerang, and whatever you put out there is going to come back to you. I am such a big believer in just like karma and vibes and manifesting it and saying it. If you say it out loud, you can do it. And, you know, that's that whole like dream big and, you know, what's your dream and this and that. I'm like, it's true.
It is.
You just have to say it out loud.
It's so true. Yeah. And you do. You have to say it out loud, and then you have to make decisions along the way. Like when you feel like life is just like happening to you and you're just kind of sitting there and you're driving along, everything. I talk about this a lot on the podcast too. Sometimes people are like, everything's fine though. Like, do I even want to shake it up and put myself out there? Why would I want to do that? Because everything's okay. Your life is not meant to be fine and okay and everything.
I think, like I said earlier, you know, unless you're uncomfortable, you're not growing.
Mm-hmm. That's another great one.
You have to get a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And growth as a person.
Yeah.
I mean, I know my brand is growing and there's different things and spaces and avenues that I'm going down. But quite honestly, I've grown as a person. I'm a better mom. I'm a better wife. I'm a better friend. I'm a better me. And another thing that keeps me motivated, and like I was telling you this after that show, I really put myself on the back burner. I don't think I meant to, but I really was falling in love with living with Landon, and I was putting every ounce of energy, every hour up at 4 or 5, writing blog posts, you know, doing this, prepping for a photo shoot, just like I was just a machine. And honestly, it wasn't really that healthy.
Yeah. No, that's not healthy.
It wasn't. It wasn't at all. And I was feeling the tension in my marriage because I was home, but was I home? And I hated that part of it. Yeah. But everyone's cheering you on. So you're like, I'm going to keep going.
And then you've got all these people. You don't just have Luke and Lily and Steve in your house expecting from you. You have 100-something thousand other people.
I think I almost kind of forgot about those important people in my life, like my family. It's not bad because I love these women, but I really gave those women every piece of me and kind of just put everyone else to the side in a sense. That wasn't right. So I was like, what's the balance? Yeah. If that's not the question. And I think every working mom or stay-at-home mom, it's just the balance of taking care of yourself. And I believe that self-care is such a huge part. So just recently in the last 2 months, I decided to get up and exercise. And I will tell you, it is the best therapy. It has energized me, empowered me. It's helped me clear my mind, deal with stress. It's brought me around. I feel more confident. It's not for the weight. It's not for the muscle tone, although I'll take it at this age.
Yeah, well, you look pretty dang
good.
You're
real sweet.
Yeah, you do.
But it's like, it really is for me. Like I looked at my husband and I looked at Ann Claire. She's like my right arm that helps me with everything. I'm like, don't you ever not let me do this again. And I did that for 10 years of my life. That was my life. And it wasn't, again, for like a physical perfection or anything. It was more for mental clarity. And I took that out. And I will tell you, if you can add one thing in, and everybody can do this, you can take a walk with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
You can get on your Stairmaster in your living room. I mean, you could do whatever. You could do a little chair workout. You could download an app.
Yeah.
You can go to your gym. You could whatever. Walk your dog. You got to do that. And I have really that has saved my life.
It's so true. And it's so hard. Like me even, it's hard being pregnant. It's just a hard
thing. I know.
But
I've been there.
Beautiful.
I did that.
Great. You've been there, done that.
But you're going to come on the other side of it and
I've got to get back into that. And even though like, I know it changes my life. I know getting on an incline treadmill for 45 minutes and listening to a podcast changes my life.
And you're going to hate it when you're doing it.
I still choose not to do it.
You're not going to love it. But when you get off the endorphins and just what you feel, and it's really like nothing else. Also therapy. I go to therapy. That's something I did early on in my marriage, not because my marriage was suffering, because I wanted to make sure I was going to do it right. And I had some different things between my mother-in-law and just moving cities and my husband's career that I needed to make sure I was doing it and thinking right. And I got back into that in the last couple months. And I tell you, that once a week and 3 days a week.
It's amazing.
Getting some sweat in his, I'm a new person.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. And I love, like you were touching just now on like self-care, how important it is, you know, whatever kind of mom you are, that you are, that self-care, that you are a woman. Yes. You don't even have to be a mom.
Man,
whatever kind
I don't
of woman.
Care.
But yeah, anybody listening to this, you know, you have to practice that. And it reminds me too, because you were raised by a single mother. You had the picture perfect family on the outside. And like I said, what I love is that you share the ins and outs even when it's not perfect. And you were raised by a single mother until your mom remarried when you were about 12. But, you know, there are a lot of single parents that listen to this podcast and a lot of people who haven't found, you know, someone. And I think, you know, so many people think I have to have a partner. I have to have this perfect, you know, partner to raise a child. I have to, there are so many things and fears, I think, around being a single mother. And you talk about how it seems like your mom just really, she really took the bull by the horns and like handled it right. And I just wonder, is there anything that your mom's name is Belinda, that, you know, that she, her raising you, what did you learn from like being raised by a single mom? What attributes do you think that you gained from that?
I'm definitely who I am because of her and some sacrifices and some simple choices that she made. And I had to dig in as an adult and figure out what those things were. But and looking back in conversations, and as I got older, she shared more and more with me about her struggles. I think the beautiful thing about what my mom did was I didn't really know those things. And I didn't think we went without, but we did. And she was a young mother. She had me at 21.
Oh, wow. I didn't
so
know
her
that
and I are close in age. I mean, quite honestly,
close
you know,
we're, age.
I mean, not close, but she's 62. I mean, we're like, you know, she's hip. Belinda is fun. And,
yeah.
But she was a young mom and made a decision to take me out of a situation at 2 years old and just figure it out. And so she moved back in with my grandparents. And I had wonderful men in my life. I had my grandfather. I had my great uncles. I had my mom. I don't remember her dating very often. Not to say, I think every woman, you know, if you find someone, you need that too. But I don't remember that so much. And she said that she did, but it was important that anyone she brought around was going to be the right person. But the one thing she did is she never, ever, and to this day, has ever said a bad thing about my father.
Wow. Oh, man. That like gives me chills,
hard.
And I don't even have like a connection to that.
Can you imagine like being in a situation, he's not a bad person. He made different choices, you know, and she just never did. And I mean, that sweet woman would put me on a plane with a baby gift and send me to the new wife and him for the summer. And because I wanted to go, when she probably was like, please don't. But she did those kinds of things and made sacrifices. She also worked 3-4 jobs. I remember one time she cleaned office buildings at night and I'd be there 10 o'clock at night on a school night, but I'd have post-it notes and pens and I'd be playing office. And I thought that was fun. And then we ate a lot of cereal. What she could afford was cereal. And so cereal for me to this day is a comfort food. I'll grab a bowl at 10 o'clock at night. And that just makes me, puts me at ease. It does. So just, I think, and just, she was always happy and she couldn't afford a lot, but she did save up and bought her first house. And I remember probably a lot about what I do with like decorating my own home is I love things on a budget. Like I love Home Goods. And we spent many a times at Home Goods and TJ Maxx and Ross and things like that, because that's what she could afford. But she always made like pretty choices within that budget. And, you know, she picked the white tile that was cheap because it looked better than the other one, you know? So it's like, and she would just get gladiolis on a Friday and put them in a beautiful vase and I'd get my cereal and we laughed. And I mean, I didn't know, you know? So getting to be making pretty choices as a single mom is just, you know, making the bad times fun. You know, and just like embracing what you have.
Yeah. That's what I keep hearing from that story is so many people think you have to have a lot to be happy.
I'm sure she cried and I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sure she did. But I didn't know that. And I always thought we had a great life and I was happy and she was happy and we were happy together and we still are very, very, very close.
That's amazing. I hope that like every single mother watching this or every mother that's like struggling or even woman,
You can do it. It's going to be hard.
It. But like, make those choices to be happy within that space. I've been through times in my life where I didn't have a lot, and it really is. It's a choice to be happy during those times, and that's awesome. And okay, something else that I want to touch on before, because I don't want to close this podcast before I talk about your relationship and your marriage, because your love story is such a phenomenal love story. So Landon met her husband in the eighth grade. Steve played how many years in the NFL?
12.
Steve played 12 years in the NFL. He is the largest man I've ever seen besides Tony
He's
Robbins.
He's skinny now.
He's skinny, but he is large. He's just, you can tell that he played in the NFL. And he, so they meet in the eighth grade. You have to go to her website and read this story, because it'll make you cry. It'll make you laugh. It's just the best.
Oh, and the pictures.
And the pictures, you look just like your son and daughter. It's like bizarre. It's so cool to see.
Well, that is crazy, because Lily is right now the age that we met.
Oh, my gosh.
So talk about full circle, you guys. And of course, she's got a little boyfriend that's about 6'3".
Oh, my gosh.
And he has a Ford truck, and so did Steve. And I watched her leave the driveway.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone's driving. I'm like, oh, good Lord, give me strength.
And you're sitting there probably thinking, she's too young. And then you're well.
I just watched myself drive out of the driveway. Yeah. And Steve's like, I was a 15-year-old boy, a 16-year-old boy. You know, it's scary. But yeah, so I met that sweet, sweet man, boy. My mom's like, he can't be in your grade.
Oh,
he was like 6 foot.
You got to look at the pictures. You just
190 pounds in the eighth grade. I mean, he was a man.
You just, like I said, you have to read this story, because it's such a cool story. So, you know, they dated and dated and dated and didn't really like break up much. You had like little breakups on and off, but you were really like together for the majority of like your young life. And then, okay, so Steve goes to college, plays football in college. Landon's doing her own thing, and you just have to read the story. But something that stands out to me, and it's like such an unimportant detail, because it's like always like Steve and Landon. They've got this long, drawn-out love story. But this one little piece, I just am fascinated by, because it really applies to what I talk about on this podcast, is you broke up for like this short period of months. You ended up, like, you got in another relationship or whatever. This guy proposes. You make a different choice. And look at your life now. You end up with Steve, who is the person you were meant to be with. And that part of your story is so fascinating, because you could have just let life happen to you. I mean, I'm sure he was a nice man, just like all of the old boyfriends that I had. They were great guys. And honestly, if they would have asked me to marry him, I probably would have said yes, and I'd probably be in a marriage right now that wasn't perfect for me. I don't know that I would have made that choice back then. But you did, as a young person.
I look back at that and think, like, gosh, I'm so glad I was mature enough, or I don't know if I could see the future. I don't know what it was. And listen, let me tell you this. I had no idea he was going to play football. Now, at the time of that, things were happening for him.
This was before the NFL.
Yes, but yes. I did not care. I was like, Steve, I will live in a double-wide trailer with you. Like, I love you. And honestly, when we broke up, he's going into his senior year of college. Like, he's the big guy on campus. He's the All-American captain. Like, it's happening. I was like, see ya. I sent him to the wolves. I mean, I literally let him go, and they just ate him alive. No, I don't know. But I said, you know what? If it is meant to be, it is going to happen. And I did not want to wake up at 35 with 3 kids and had never dated anyone else. I was like, I can't. That's not fair to you.
What a decision to make, though.
I can't even believe it. I remember my girlfriend's being like, you're crazy. He's going to go in the NFL. Yeah. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care if he makes a dollar. That is not, and it still isn't. Like, quite honestly, that whole career and all of that hoopla that goes with it was like the icing on the cake. It's not the cake to me. And quite honestly, I don't like icing. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But yeah, he, I love him. I loved him through all of that. And yes, I'm with this other guy for a hot minute, and I wrote a whole chapter in the book about
what does Steve think about that?
He had a girlfriend too that had like a pink razor in his apartment. I was like, what the?
What is this?
I was like, you could have cleaned up before I got here. No, but we went through a whole thing. But honestly, a year and a half we were broken up. And I was, you'll read it in there, but I was working and he showed up like Prince Charming, and it was a whole thing. I'm glad that I made the choice. I wanted to be married once, and I wanted to be married for the right reasons. I met a lot of wives in my 12 years that didn't marry for the right reasons. And are they truly happy? Because money, only get you so far.
Ain't that the truth?
It doesn't even factor into our life.
The truth. And a lot of people will say, well, it's really easy to say that when you have it, but it doesn't matter.
I've had every scenario. I haven't had it. I can appreciate being younger and growing up without it and working. I mean, I had to pay my own car insurance. I had to pay for my car. I had to have a job at 15. Like, work is not above me. I like to work.
Yeah.
And even with all of this going on, I realized I really like to work. I didn't know. I was a stay-at-home mom. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, oh, I can see how I could
this. That part of your life and you making that decision and just not letting your life happen for you. You had the right intentions always, it seems like. You wanted to, I love that you just said that. You really had a desire to marry one time and marry for the right reasons. And I wonder how many people really think about that? How many people that are listening to this podcast that are not in a marriage yet, how many of you have thought about, I want to marry one, not just said it, oh yeah, I'm only going to be married once because everybody says that, but really thought that? Or is it, oh, I just want to get married because I'm just ready for that phase of life, or I'm ready for companionship, or because I want to have children?
Let me tell you something. I was at Target the other day and there was a couple standing behind me in line. And she wanted to buy these darling lanterns for her front porch. And she was engaged. I looked, she had a ring on her finger but it was very interesting, their interaction just over the lanterns. And I really looked, I thought to myself, there was just the body language and just the way they interacted and just about like how he didn't want her to have the lantern. It was just like a whole thing. And I don't know why I sat there in the 3 minutes and analyzed the entire thing. I just thought like, girl, are you marrying the right guy?
You don't like
over some lanterns.
Uh-huh.
Because I just watched how he interacted with her and treated her and just about it and how he wasn't really support. There were $8 lanterns on clearance, but he was like, are you sure? He just made her question a lot of things. And I thought it was so interesting. So I guess what I can say is, you really need to be with someone that is your friend and loves and supports your ideas and all the complications. And just, you just got to be all in. You really got to sit back and be like, because right now I think people are like, oh my God, it's just going to get bad. This is the best. Like when you get in,
it's the best time.
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the time.
It's not the best time, maybe.
It's not, because I feel more in love with Steve years.
That's where you should be infatuated and like obsessed with each other. And like, hey, if
there
are issues.
I don't even know. I can't really put my finger on it, but something about that interaction, I was like,
But it's such a good lesson, because I say it all the time. We talk about relationships.
Like if you're fighting over a lantern.
Yeah.
Girl.
I know.
So many other things.
That's something maybe therapy. Therapy ain't going to fix that. But like some people, I always say like, be with someone that makes you a better person. You don't have to get married. You don't have to match up in life. You know?
You don't have to have kids right away. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do anything.
You can wait. You have time. And I know, you know, people, especially women, they're like, oh, but I don't. You do. It's 2019 and you do.
You do.
Mm-hmm. And so,
you take care of you, girl.
You take care of you, girl. That is, that's a very Landon thing.
You're
I
first.
Just love her and all of her girlfriends and all of her people and all of the people that I know that have fallen in love with her. I'm sure if you didn't know Landon, I know that you will after this podcast. And like I said, whenever I started this podcast, Landon is into a million different things. And I want you to check out like all of her website, everything. I think she needs to start a podcast. She said that that's not off the table.
I actually, that is something I know, but I'm like, okay, when? But hey, why not?
No time
Jump
like
in.
The present. You want to take
exactly.
a picture of my equipment? Here we go.
Exactly.
USB dual pro
project.
You
sound really good on
Amazon.
Here. So. Yeah, no, I it's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. People always ask me to do it. I would love it. So yeah,
well,
maybe.
Everyone else, the world would be truly blessed
by
that podcast. So in closing, do you have any, you know, like I said, you are a person that I truly look up to, not look up to, but like look to for inspiration, true inspiration of just how you live your life. And do you have any just words of advice, like summing up, just like making pretty choices, which is like the Landon thing to do, is making pretty choices. What do you have to like say to the audience kind of in closing about that? That they can't, that they can find all this on your website and they need to look it up. But you know, what
do you have to say? I think truly investing and the relationships that you have, you know, really living intentionally and, you know, feeding that marriage and feeding your relationship with your kids and taking care of yourself. I really don't think you're good for anyone if you're not healthy. And I don't mean that from just food or exercise, but overall mental health. I think it's a conversation that people don't like to have, but I'm a true believer in that and a product of that, truly, of just taking care of myself and just doing small things, something each day, that, and then just being vulnerable and authentic and being able to open up to other people, your friends. I mean, everyone always asks me, like, how do I find my girl tribe? The women that are my friend, like my girls, are the women that I am running over their house in my pajamas, no bra, crying because something happened, you know, like, and sharing. I mean, we all go through the same things. I think sometimes people are afraid to let their guard down and show you that you're struggling or that you're scared or, you know, those kinds of things. And then in your marriage, dating your husband,
yeah,
or, you know, continuing that and also putting him first. And I know that's a tricky subject to talk about because women are like, oh my God, I love my kids more than I ever love anything else. But truly, let's think about that. I mean, he is the reason you have those beautiful kids. And I think investing back in that relationship, all you're doing is creating a foundation to raise some really amazing little humans.
That's such good advice.
Yeah. Truly. So investing in your marriage, your friendships, in yourself, and being truly authentic.
Yeah, I love that. Well, that was just the perfect there we go.
Hey, listen, seriously though, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for introducing me to all your friends. And
they'll be your friends too.
Oh, thank you. And I love what you're doing. I'm so proud of you. And it's fun to live in the same city, be able to support one another.
It really is.
Yeah. And that's another thing. I mean, just, you know, adding into what we just left on is just like supporting other women. Because when you stop comparing yourself and stop, we all have a crown. We're in a different race. We can't, you know what I mean? So I think just building each other up is so important, and you'll be successful when you do that.
It's so true. So true. Well, I hope that Landon has built all of you guys up today. I know that she has. I am going to leave all of everything Living with Landon in the show notes, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time because I know you have 65 million things going on.
Oh, it's okay.
So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much. I'm honored. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.